Let's see, I'll ask you a couple of, I'll get you, tell me how you express a couple of other things. You say, if you had a sore throat, so the inside of your throat is all swollen, you would say, I couldn't eat that piece of meat because I couldn't do what? I couldn't.
Well, my wife was here the other day. She has a hay fever, and her throat was so sore she couldn't even talk. And she couldn't eat nothing, and my throat was sore until it just killed me to try to swallow or something like that. Well, we had to get, I got baby food for her. And that baby food couldn't eat, but it had sore, so her throat was so sore. And my throat's so sore, and I just cannot swallow it. It just hurts me so bad. I'd just rather do without, rather starve than to try to eat it.
And say you had a bowl of fruit there, you had some oranges and apples on the table, but the oranges had been eaten up, so somebody might say, well, give me an orange. You say, I can't because the oranges are what?
Rotten or spoiled.
They've already been eaten and there weren't any more there.
Well, I haven't got any more oranges, but I'll let you have an apple or whatever.
And say if somebody offers to do you a favor, you might say, well, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be.
Well, I don't want to be a bother to you, and I don't want to be obligated to my neighbors. I've said that plenty of times. I don't want to be obligated to my neighbors on account of that. And I'm bad at that. I don't like that at all. If I can help anybody else, I'm glad to do it. I'll have to be in foul shape to ask somebody to help me.
And if somebody asks you, can you do a certain job, you might say, sure, I will.
Well, if I know what I'm doing, I say, sure, I can do it. I know how to do it, and I can do it for you if that's what you want.
And if you didn't think you could, you might say, no, I.
Well, if I couldn't do it, I said, no, I'm not familiar with that at all. I don't know a thing about that now. That's beyond me. I don't know about you. I have to get somebody that knows what to do in there.
Yes. And say somebody asks you about sundown to do some work, you might say, well, no, I got to work before sunup, and I've worked all day.
It's just according to how I feel there. If you want me to work after sundown, I won't like that. It's according to how tired I am as to whether I'll do it or not. I never did fancy working from 6 o'clock to very near dark, and then somebody come right at dark and want you to go do something like that. I never did fancy that.
We talked about some of the kinds of animals and stuff around here, and fish. What's some of the kinds of birds that you have around here?
Not too many. We got turkey, and we got quail, and we've got all kind of old storks and things like that. There's some old blue heron like that. Now, we haven't got very much of that kind of stuff like South Florida's got, or Louisiana, I'd say. We don't have too much of that.
You have that kind of bird that's supposed to be real wise, and it can see in the dark and makes noises.
Not too much right around here, but now the river swamp's full of the things.
But they have different kinds of owls?
Horn owls, screech owls, hoot owls, they call them, and different kinds of owls. They just got names like that. I don't know.